8:13. Let's call it 8:14. Don't want you to be a minute late this morning. Carlin Edick with you on AM 910 WJCW. And because it is Tuesday and it's about 8:15, which is the designated time for Susie Cloyd to appear here with Asbury. Asbury Place in Kingsport. She brought us some sugar.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
I'll tell you what, Susie Cloyd, more often than not, will bring us something from the bakery at Asbury
right.
Place. Yeah, thank you very much. That the sugar she brought us this morning was strawberry milkshakes to celebrate the arrival of summer. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. My pleasure. My pleasure.
All right. So what's going on at Asbury Place right
Well,
now?
Of course, I'm going to let Tammy talk about Asbury Place at Stedman Hill today
right.
because I just want all the listeners to know and remember we do have availability. We do have a premier senior living community. And why wait until the fall and winter months to make a decision when you can get into Asbury Place at Stedman Hill right now,
mm-hmm.
get yourself settled, enjoy the lifestyle, and see just really how summer blooms at
right.
Asbury Place at Stedman Hill. So I'm going to let Tammy talk about it.
Sure.
She knows way more about it, and she can let the listeners understand why they might want to make a decision today.
Very good. Hello, Tammy Peter.
Well, hi. Good morning.
Glad to have you in the studio here, and glad to see you in the studio.
Yes, absolutely.
Glad to be back. So Tammy at Stedman Hill, which, of course, is part of the Asbury Place larger campus, two separate campi, if you would, in Kingsport, but this one on Stedman Hill on Bloomingdale Pike. And as Susie was saying, I mean, it's summertime, the weather is great, it's warm. What better time to consider making that move to the assisted living facility at Stedman Hill there? So many things for so many people. But first, I guess they simply have to get in touch, don't they?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes. They can contact myself
mm-hmm.
Or Susie Cloyd,
right.
and definitely would be glad to sit down with them, talk about, you know, everything that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
We do a tour, and so definitely get in touch. And our number, 423-245-1067.
Real quickly, be our eyes and ears, if you will, Tammy, and conduct that tour for us. Just tell us how that goes through the facility and what folks who are interested in living at Stedman Hill will be seeing on that tour.
So, as of course, at the beginning, even if you don't schedule a tour and just you're out and about
mm-hmm.
and want to stop by, we are always available. When you come into Stedman, that it is just a beautiful open area. Have a fireplace and great sitting area. Visit with family, friends, and so we will definitely walk with you and give you a tour of the facility. And it's, you know, with our staff, you get to meet our maintenance director, activity
mm-hmm.
coordinator. So everyone just comes out to greet you and answer questions because, you know, there is a lot of questions, even, you know, just the temperature of the building. I mean, down
sure,
to,
that's a good point.
To just all those things. So
mm-hmm.
We're definitely available. We want to just open up and show you, you know, some the rooms,
mm-hmm.
our apartments that are available. We do have a secure unit, so we will walk. We can do a tour back in there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just seeing the dining area, which is quite large, and it's very nice. That's just a nice socialization that they do during
mm-hmm.
meals.
Right, right.
So it's just you get a warm welcome and just lots of great information.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like it. Now, as a part of the tour itself, do you have at Stedman Hill a typical apartment?
A model. We have a model.
Right.
So
thank
you can
you.
Sort
yeah.
of see
mm-hmm.
placement of furniture. Everybody wants to bring their mom's favorite sofa, maybe their mom's favorite TV stand, their mom's favorite chest of drawers that was in the family for years. So we want to make sure that residents can tailor that to be home away from home, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll also add to what Tammy said, come right now and just sit on our front porch in a rocking chair
mm-hmm.
for hours. I mean, you could sit there. You'll see wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the Stedman property, which
right.
was donated to Asbury Place. And you're off the beaten path. You're not on a busy four-lane highway.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to just stop, relax, and enjoy the amenities of what assisted living should really feel like.
Right.
So, yes, we do have models, and that definitely gives them a great idea of how to do furniture placement, and what you can bring, just how much you can bring to make it home away from home.
That's very good, because I wasn't aware of the ability to be able to move in, I'll just call them pieces of furniture, but things that would have special memories to certain people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's wonderful. That's
and
really
pictures
good.
On the wall, you know, mementos, little trinkets that they bring from home.
Magnets on the refrigerator.
Yeah, because there's a story behind everyone, and they don't want to leave their story behind
for
just
sure.
because they have to maybe move away from home for a little while.
Yeah.
Right.
Tammy, following up on that, when a resident-to-be becomes a resident, in other words, when they are at their moving-in day and the moving-in week and so forth there, how do you help them adjust to that as they are moving into their new home?
Well, we're there for them in every moment. That moving in day, sometimes just the furniture, bringing things in. We do have, people available to even help with that, get things set up. Nurses, everyone just welcomes, goes over everything in the building, all the amenities. That we do housekeeping, so the room to let them know too that we'll take care of that.
Right.
The meals we go over. So it's like you're going to, just, have a warm welcome, everyone going out, what all the departments do, because that's important, knowing everything that's available. And then, of course, going over the meal times and all that, and helping them feel warm and welcome when they go to the dining room and have meals, because that's their first day. And
right. I would imagine other residents there, as they're able, also are willing to welcome folks in.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
They are. They
that's
get
got
excited.
A great welcoming committee there. Nice.
They give them the scoop. Excited. They give them the scoop.
They do.
Okay.
You'll get a scoop of ice cream for dessert, and it's delicious, but they give them the scoop.
Yes.
What does the neighborhood and the community look and feel like?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, communication is huge. So when you start with a good, plan about here's move-in day, here's who's coming, and if you have any questions or any snags in that, let Tammy know.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is huge.
Yeah, very good.
Absolutely.
So the memory care section now of Sedman Hill, I know, is a very important focal point for you as well, too. Give us just a little overview, just a quick overview for listeners who may not be aware that it is at Sedman Hill.
And that is definitely a wonderful thing that we offer at Sedman Hill. And it's with the memory care, we have your loved one looking for somewhere, if they have dementia or just needing that extra, one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
We do have staff that is there and committed to being down there and activities. Laura does go down there. And so it's a unit that is very, they're getting more one-on-one, helping with, their meals, activities, assisting with ADLs, their rooms,
this sort of thing.
Yeah, therapy, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have wonderful therapy that comes in. And because some of them, even with the high-risk falls, they just need a little bit more attention, a little bit more eyes on. And so it's something great that we offer that's available. And we do have availability right now. So
okay, let's follow up on that then. Someone interested in learning more about Sedman Hill, how do they get in touch?
So, of course, with myself, Tammy Peter, or Susie Cloyd. Mm-hmm. The number at the facility is 423-245-1067. My email, you can also email me questions, tammy.peter.org@asbury.org.
Oh, at asbury.org. Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Tammy, always a lot of fun to have you on board here and tell us what's going on at Sedman Hill, the second campus in the Asbury Place group of campi in Kingsport. Don't be a stranger, and we'll talk
Absolutely.
To you next month, hopefully.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Susie, what you got going?
Well, I want to wrap this up. So today is Water a Flower Day.
Correct.
I want to remind all the listeners about the Bubbles and Blooms Garden Show on Tuesday, June 13th.
Very good.
Earl Hawken, Master Gardener from UT, will be there to talk about container gardening, patio gardening, anything that you want to do in a garden but you don't have a field to plow.
Yeah.
Come to that garden show. You'll really enjoy it. Susie Cloyd, 423-830-8502. Always go to our website. Follow us on Facebook and just call us if you have any questions.
By the way, on National Water a Flower Day today, you were commenting before we started our conversation on air that you have a 70-year-old Christmas cactus.
At least. Now, I'm not good at math. My husband will tell you that. He'll confirm that. But if I do the math about who had it, then how long I've had it with a grandmother, then you know, you're looking at 70-plus years. I'm not a good flower gardener, and I don't even know why today I watered it until I learned as I was driving in today was National Water a Flower Day. So every now and then you just get that little sixth sense. It's like, somebody else is just helping you get through the day.
The universe was speaking
to
Susie.
I know. But I'll just finish up. Welcome, summer. Come to Asbury Place at Kingsport. Look us up on Facebook. Follow us on the website, asburyplacekingsport.org. And just give us a call. We want to be a part of your future.
Sounds like a winner. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you.